Welcome to the Oakland County, Michigan Government News and Information Podcast, featuring topics of interest to people who live, work, and play in Oakland County.
Winter is well underway. As the ice thickens on our lakes and ponds, adults and children take to the frozen waters for some wintertime fun. Oftentimes, bad judgment or poor decisions can cause ice-related accidents. I'm Pam Zawissa, and today we are joined with Sheriff Michael Bouchard, who is going to talk to us about how we can stay safe while venturing out onto the ice. Can you tell us, how do you know if the ice is safe enough to walk on?
Well, there's first kind of a fallacy that there really is no such thing as perfectly safe ice. Because in one part of a lake or one part of a pond, it might be nice and solid and have sufficient thickness to hold your weight. And then in another part, there could be water currents underneath, there could be a spring or something else. So you have to always check individual spots as well as a location. So, you know, some people would say, well, this pond's frozen solid, parts of the pond may not. So the first thing you need to do is make sure that wherever you intend to recreate, whether it's skate or ice fish or whatever you're going to do, that area itself is safe. For individuals, fisher, men and women, for ice skaters, foot traffic, etc., we recommend 5 inches of solid blue ice, and you can check that with an auger or some other device. We recommend 8 inches for snowmobile, or if you're going to put any other kind of off-road vehicle out there, ice shanties and things that have more weight than a person. Those are just kind of basic inch recommendations.
What are some safety precautions before going out on the ice?
Well, you should plan ahead, first and foremost. You should never go out into a situation where you're alone. It's always preferred to have someone with you and also someone else that knows where you're going, what your destination is, when you intend to be done and return, what your intended travel route's going to be in case you turn up missing, how they go about looking for you. So those are important early tips. And then equipment. Think about what you're going to do and what kind of activity you're undertaking. If you're going to be out in the cold a long time, you're going to want to layer up, have appropriate clothing, appropriate boots, shoes, hats, gloves, etc. If you're going to go out on the ice, you need to also think about other kind of equipment, safety equipment. I think you should take a cell phone with you. In the party, the group of you should have at least 1 or 2 cell phones with you. You should also think about having some kind of sharp device that you can literally pull yourself out of a hole in case you fall through. An ice pick, a knife, an awl, something that will allow you to hand over hand drag yourself out of any hole you may fall into. So, you know, think in advance of, again, what you're going to be doing. Take safety equipment. It's not a bad idea to have throw that you can toss to someone to assist them in that situation. You can't help somebody if you become a victim yourself, so you don't want to go right to the hole because more than likely the ice can give way where you are and you can end up in the water as well, and both of you could be struggling to get out. So you're going to want to have equipment that's available. You can toss something and pull them out with a rope or with some kind of buoy or some kind of personal flotation device to allow them to hang on until you can get more help.
What is the appropriate clothing attire to wear while out on the ice?
Definitely layered, definitely, you know, something that's made for cold weather. You know, you're going to want to make sure that those kinds of things that you have. You can also buy something called ice creepers. They attach to the boot. They allow you to, you know, dig into the ice a little better and to do the kinds of things that you might need to do, help keep it a little more stable. And again, think about something that floats. If you know, God forbid, in that situation you break in and you're in the water, it's nice to have something that helps keep you buoyant until you can get out of the water.
What should you do if you've fallen through the ice?
Well, the first thing to do is to be calm as best you can when suddenly a rush of freezing pain runs through your body. It's going to take your breath away, literally, initially. It's going to be a very shocking effect to be in that very, very cold water. So try as best you can to slow your breathing down. Don't hyperventilate, and try to maintain you know, your calm demeanor as best you can, and then think about doing what I mentioned, a hand-over-hand, using a sharp device to pull yourself out. While you're using those devices, you're going to be kicking quite dramatically to try to push and force and pull simultaneously yourself out of the water and onto the ice. Once you're onto the ice, then you need to roll away from that hole in the ice, dispersing the weight on the ice by staying down on the ice. And rolling away from the hole will hopefully prevent you from falling back in a new hole because obviously the ice gave way by having only your weight supported in two spots, your feet. If you can disperse your body weight across a broader area, it may not crack the ice.
How do you help someone if they've fallen through the ice?
Well, the first thing you should do is call 911 to at least notify the authorities that you've got a problem, a potential emergency in progress, and to start, you know, help on the way. If you get the person out, it's real easy to cancel a call. It's not quite as easy to, you know, 5 minutes into it to have them arrive in the kind of time that you're going to need to get somebody out of a very dangerous situation. So call 911 first. Secondarily, don't go close to the hole. Lay down, disperse your weight. Try to throw, again, something that floats to help them, some kind of rope or some kind of life-saving device that you can maybe pull them out. The other thing you can use is ladders to extend them to the hole or to reach them to the hole. The other thing that people often do, if they can find a boat close on shore, to use the boat to scooch along so the boat can, they can pull the person into the boat. And even if the ice does continue to give way, you're in a boat instead of in the water. So those are a few of the basics that you should think about.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us today, Sheriff Bouchard.
Sure. And the other thing about Oakland County, we've got a ton of lakes, 450 lakes in Oakland County. They're a lot of fun. With a little bit of caution and a little bit of pre-planning, you can have a great time and eliminate the potential tragedies that often occur on our lakes every year.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
For more information and safety tips, please visit the Oakland County Sheriff's Office at www.oaklandsheriff.com. For everyone listening in, we'd like to thank you for spending this time with us. We hope that these safety tips will help you and your family to have a safe and fun winter. If you'd like to make a comment on this podcast or make suggestions for a future podcast topic, please send an email to podcast@oakgov.com.
This has been another Oakland County, Michigan Government News and Information Podcast produced by Oakland County e-Government.